Cutting the, we're calling for cutting VAT, but also calling for the excise duty, which is the big one for the pubs that don't do food. So that'd be very important. The VAT rate means it's a big effect on the pubs that are doing food, and we're calling for can that go back from 13.5% to 9%, which make a massive difference. But through we feel that the excise duty needs to be cut. We're the second highest in Europe for excise duty. Finland is the only country that are higher than us. And that includes even the UK. Like, so we're calling on this to be cut, and it might feel a bit drastic, but we're looking at a cut of 7.5% and 25, and a cut in 7.5% and 26. And we feel that this is the only way that's going to be sustainable for the businesses. It's 118 pubs have been closing across Ireland since 2005. And we feel that this is the only way that it's going to happen, that to save business, save jobs. And the majority of these are happening in rural areas of Ireland. So we just feel this needs to happen.
Councillor Hardy, this similar calls have been made in the past. Do you think that this time they'll be heard, or?
Well, I feel we need to be heard, and I feel that small to medium-sized businesses, which a lot of the pubs and a lot of the restaurants come into, I mean, they have been the life and blood of the country down the years, and I know there's massive money coming in at the moment from the corporation tax sector and from the large multinationals. But if they happen to leave the country, then what happens? We've heard talk from American President, ex-President Donald Trump, if he gets back into power, that he wants all the American companies to come back to America. Otherwise, he'll be charging them a tax rate for not working within in America. So if that happens, if a lot of those multinationals leave Ireland, what have we got? We'd have no industries left. So we need to secure for the future small businesses, which includes pubs and restaurants.
And pubs and restaurants as well are very important in terms of the staff working there. Typically it is people who are going to college that are trying to fund themselves, and that would be a big hit to that demographic.
Yeah, not alone. It's a big hit because it's a few pounds that they get through the pubs and restaurants that keeps them in their pocket money. The parents are paying big money for rent, accommodation, for fees and colleges. So this is, they get their maybe 1.5 nights a weekend, and that keeps them going in pocket money. It saves the parents as well. Plus as well, not alone is it saving, giving them a few pounds, but it's building up the social skills. Social skills are being lost, I feel, probably with social media. So I feel that the social skills that you get from working with the public in restaurants and pubs, it's very hard to put a price on that there into the future. And I think that's very important, because that's part of our Irish culture. It's part of who we are. And I think that's so important.